In the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, it is said, the great acharyas residing in the spiritual world, weeping loudly that the living entities have turned away from the Supreme Lord and they are terribly suffering the samsara. Considering their plight, the great acharyas descend into the material world with a great desire to again reinstate the living entities in their original position of servitorship to the Supreme. Taking that great desire in their heart, they descend into this world, it is said. So Srila Prabhupada in his purports writes, good sons of the Lord and bad sons of the Lord. So bad sons are those living entities who are stupid in sense gratification, chasing after the mirage of illusion, of maya. And they while away their valuable human form of life, not just in one birth, but birth after birth after birth, they are repeatedly defeated. Parabhavastaba dabodha jato yavanna jigyasata atma tattvam. And higher than such bad sons of the Lord are the pious living entities who perform occasional devotional service. Because the pious people are also chasing after sense gratification, but they approach the Supreme Lord for self-serving devotional service, which is occasional devotion service. Then there are Vaidhi Bhaktas who perform routine devotional service. Actually, the routine devotion service program laid out by the acharyas is actually given to the sadhana bhakta so that he can perform the routine devotion service while maintaining a longing to attain Krishna prema. But if one does not maintain the longing to attain Krishna prema, then the routine devotion service becomes stereotyped or hackneyed. And there is very minimal progress in that also. And then there is a special devotional service of great souls like Ramanujacharya. You will see, today is his appearance day, when he got the holy mantra which can deliver one from material world to spiritual world, he climbed on the gopuram of a temple and called for all the living beings, and with great compassion in his heart he declared that holy name so that they may take the holy name and be delivered from this place. So from an ordinary point of view, anybody may say that you have been told not to give the mantra, one shouldn't give that mantra to anybody. But Ramanujacharya had a greater paradigm of even willing to go to hell while sending everybody else to Vaikuntha. So Lord Vishnu glorifies this particular crest jewel quality in the Vaishnavas, which is the greatest compassion for the suffering souls. The greatest compassion is to distribute the holy name to the suffering souls, which is the panacea for all diseases. Sarva roga nivarani, it is said. So, in order for one to be able to do that, first of all, one should accept that the holy name is the greatest medicine for curing my bhavarog. I am myself diseased in the cycle of birth and death, taking millions of lifetimes in this world. So, I should take the medicine. I should get cured. Then I can actually understand the value of this medicine and distribute the same to others. So, ordinary devotional service cannot attract the attention of the Supreme Lord. Because with casual devotional service or occasional devotional service or routine devotional service, one may make some minimal progress. But if one's heart is longing with the desire to please the Lord, that kind of attraction to please the Supreme Lord attracts the Lord's attention naturally. So, therefore, Shripad Ramanujacharya became such a great acharya all over the world, reaching out to millions and millions of people, the sublime message of Bhakti Yoga. So, if we do not have the compassion of what acharyas have, we should at least beg them for an iota of compassion on ourselves and for the suffering souls, so that we can fulfill their mission for which they descend into this world. Because acharyas descend in this world not like the conditioned souls like us, that they have been pushed into this world for suffering karma bandhana. They have come into this world with a great craving to save the suffering souls like us. And those who become instruments in their hands and reach out their compassion as instruments, then they also get a chance to acquire some mercy of such great souls and make a forward progress in spiritual life. So the medicine of the holy name is especially all the more relevant in this day and age of Kali Yuga, unlike the other ages where many other spiritual processes were performed. So one should take this medicine very diligently, very carefully, and cleanse one's heart to experience the great raging Krishna Prema in the heart of everyone. And one should reach out the same holy name for others. Anyone who very sincerely does it, one doesn't have to do any other alternative procedures for attracting the Lord's attention. Harinam Prabhu ki.